Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, and I'm an oculoplastic surgeon with a special interest in facial aesthetics and also the founder of MZ Skin. And this is the Guinea Pig Podcast. Why are we called the Guinea Pig?
Because that's what I am. I'm writer and journalist Fiona Golfar, and I'm here, ready and willing, to try out just about any treatment and tweetment going. We are the breath that you take before trying anything out there. So, if you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then come join us from the clinic every Thursday on the Guinea Pig Podcast.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the Guinea Pig. As you are probably well aware, we are not in the clinic today. We are in the comforts of our own home. Actually, I'm in my closet. Fee, where are you today?
I'm in my bedroom. I'm in Cornwall, the least fashionable county in England.
In London, where we're just all happy to have a little bit of sunshine. But I'm very excited to be excelling in technology today and doing this remotely. New times.
I feel like we've rubbed sticks together to make fire, to make this happen, because I watch all of these things about these amazing people kind of performing ballets and singing, making albums, all from their own homes. And it's taken us 20 minutes to try and say hello at the same time. So you realize how brilliant everybody is out there.
I know. I have to say it's been coming together so beautifully. I think all the concerts, all the free ballet. I mean, it's so nice that you see people chatting and having fun with each other. The other day I was outside of Partridge's, you know, waiting 6 feet apart from every person next to me. And I happened to eavesdrop on someone asking whether Dalesford was open. And I just walked by there. So I jumped into that conversation. And it was an American woman from California and this totally in love couple. And we started chatting because we had the time, probably about 15 minutes as we were waiting to inch up to the front of Partridge's so that I could make Rice Krispie treats with my daughter. And we had such a good time. And I was thinking, when was the last time I made friends with somebody on a line going into a supermarket. And the funny thing is I was walking now from the other side yesterday, and I saw the same three on bikes, and I was with my daughter and the dog, and they're like, "Hi, Mariam." And I was like, "Oh my God, I have new friends in the neighborhood." It was so, I have to say, those little things that I've never had in London before, it's really nice to have that sort of feeling of camaraderie and friendship. And, you know, people are just relaxed, even though they're anxious. They're anxious, but somehow relaxed at the same time. And I think that's just so beautiful.
I was just thinking about the couple that I had to prise apart in the lane outside my house yesterday, where it was quite interesting because it was almost the opposite of that. They were losing their shit with each other. And it's interesting as well because the girl who was having the row with her boyfriend was really, really, really upset. And I was kind of trying to do the right thing. He sped off in his car, the guy she was fighting with. She was hysterical. And my brain kind of went, make her a cup of tea and then keep your social distance. Like, and then the guy sped back and I sort of stood between them. I didn't really know what to do. I thought, if he gets out of his car and he goes for her, what do I do? And, you know, and this is like a sleepy hollow. There are four houses where I live. Anyway, the next day I was not at Partridge's, I was at Tesco. and where people have been fantastic in the queue and very happy. And I saw the girl from the row looking absolutely gorgeous and looking like she was in a really good mood. And I ran up to her and I said, do you remember me? And she said, oh yeah, you know, everything's fine. And I thought, you know, you have to be really, it's very, very difficult for so many people out there because they are so stir crazy in the real world. And I think people who have not as, you know, maybe as privileged as I am to have a house to kind of hang out in or a garden to hang out in. But I also saw that sort of, you know, what is the worst row at 10 o'clock in the morning was kind of fine by the time she got to Tesco the next morning. It's just things explode in a different way, and stress and how you manage that stress. It's really important, I think, to talk, and I think we should talk about it a bit today, like how we're managing the stressful bits as well as the kind of the lovely bits. And the lovely bits is that when all decisions are taken away from you, sometimes life becomes less stressful. It's just, you know, there's a lot of kind of really amazing people down here in Cornwall. There's a lot of really amazing like farm delivery going on and helping people get people to go and pick crops for farmers, things I've never really had to think about in my daily life down here before. And it's been really interesting and it's kept us very busy, you know, thinking of ways to, there's lots of kind of little houses in the valley near where I live where people can't get out. And so everyone's helping everybody with delivery and stuff. And it's actually made me, in the same way as you in a way, Marianne, but it's really made me understand kind of community, how it was and how it was historically. Communities helping each other. It's scary times out there, but it's actually in tiny things that you can find ways to help. Or meanwhile, you know, my toes look like claws.
Oh my God. We're all going to spend a day in the spa when this is all over. But what I do like is that every day, because I'm normally such a busy person, mainly because I like being busy, I realize I do like to have a lot of things to do. And I like that feeling of checking things off my list, whether that's like masochistic in some ways, I'm not sure. But I found that I finally have time to do all those things that I've had on a list. Like when I have time, I'm going to do like clean out my closet. You know, now I have two huge bags for charity, for clothing, for, you know, kids' clothing. My kids have grown out of some things. I also realize that I'm a big consumer and I really am a lot. I want to be more conscious. This is what COVID has taught me, a few things. One is that I need to be more conscious about what I buy because space is not unlimited. You know, there are some clothes for my children. I swear they never even wore it. So, I mean, it actually hurt me to see that. That's one thing. The second thing is that I don't spend enough time with my family in the States. And I mean, it goes both ways. My parents come here quite often, but actually my brothers and my sister, we all have sort of youngest children. And, you know, the school in America is such that it's not very easy. I mean, other than like big holidays, it's not really easy to get around. And so I was looking through pictures and I was thinking, wow, when I was younger, I've always loved pictures. I have so many pictures of my two brothers and my sister and so many great memories with all of them. And now I know I have a family of my own. So most of my pictures are centered around that. But, and I have so many great friends that were also very prevalent in all of my photo albums going through them. But I do want to spend more time with, you know, my family. And so I'm going to make that a priority too. And I'm going to continue supporting even more so my local places. So what I loved about this so far is that, you know, my gym is closed. So obviously the one thing that I do love doing, I can't really go somewhere to do. So every day I walk with my daughter on her bike or my son and, you know, on a scooter. And we go to our local guys for local produce, the farm who, you know, the butcher who has a farm, you know, who brings his meat out, the fruits and the veggies that, you know, and everybody is so civilized. Nobody is like in a rush or, you know, in a bad mood. And everybody is, you know, just going about doing their thing. And I just love that it feels like, you know, you're going back to the basics a little bit. And I think you can look at any situation, and my husband has the exact opposite sentiment than I do. So I look at this as like, wow, I've never seen London 3 weeks sunshine, no rain, like, or 5 minutes of rain. We're detoxing in a way. And my husband thinks like, oh my gosh, this is like, you know, anxiety. I woke him up twice this week because I swear at 7 a.m, it sounded like in his sleep, he was having a panic attack. I could hear his voice, like his breathing increase. I actually, it scared me. and he was taking shallow, quick breaths. And I, you know, checked his pulse and it was racing. And it was as if in his sleep he was having an anxiety attack, because he is so worried about this situation and about health in general. We get Deliveroo and everything goes straight into the oven for 15, 20 minutes before he takes it out, because he wants to kill everything. He's walking around, I mean, obviously with gloves, you know, mask and all of this stuff. And then on another hand, he's so happy. He's like, oh, look at this. We're having breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the whole family. And we're able to do things, you know, like hang out, which is really nice to do. Very rarely do I just get to hang out with my kids in London. So I'm trying to take those positive things and focus on that. I do realize it's very stressful. A lot of people have lost their work. They're worried about how they're going to live. And there are real life issues. They have family members that may or may not be sick. And hopefully, you know, most of us will get through this well and unscathed. But obviously, you know, anytime you open or turn on the news, I stopped listening to the news, to be fair. I'm not an anxious person. It was making me anxious because there's nothing else to talk about right now. And so they are almost, I don't want to say they're sensationalizing, because it's true. You know, the situation is very dark in some ways, but I think it's even more sensationalized, because they can only talk about that in the economy, and they're both in grave situations right now. So I stopped watching the news. I don't know about you, Fee. Are you like up to date on every magazine and, you know?
It took me a while to start doing things like reading, actually. I found it very hard. A lot of people say to me, you know, and I'm a journalist, and I can't say the work's flowing in, because I think magazines and papers have been very careful about what they commission and who they're commissioning. So I have my own work anxiety in my other life, but I'm lucky I'm okay for this period. But I stop watching the news or any kind of news at night. I listen to the radio in the morning, and I'll read a newspaper in the morning online, because it was really affecting my sleep. And I noticed that if I watched the news or something, I had very anxious sleep. So I stopped. And also there's a sort of overload. You can only absorb, this is such a sort of surreal experience anyway, I think you can only absorb what you can absorb and do with that what you can. So, but I have noticed that I'm doing things differently in my life, like you say you are. So a friend of mine who's a brilliant counsellor, Julia Samuel, who's got a fantastic book out actually at the moment called Life Works, if any of you haven't seen, she's had a lot of publicity about this book. It's brilliant and it's really, really helpful. But she's a friend of mine, and she gave me some techniques, you know, at the beginning of all of this when I was feeling very anxious. So if I do wake up in the night, I do kind of breathing exercises, which I think we've all heard about, you know, 5 deep breaths in, hold them, relax the breathing. My breathing's really helped. I've taken up having baths, and I really, really love, I've always loved having a bath. And I think I've talked about her on the show before, but I really want to talk about her a little bit now. There's a woman called Dee Stanford. I'm holding up a bottle to show Mariam. Dee Stanford. And Dee Stanford was a aromatherapist who worked with a woman called Micheline Astier. And I've heard about her for years. I remember when I first got to Vogue, we all used to sort of be desperate to go to Micheline Astier. And then I kind of lost the thread of her. Then I smelt a very familiar smell in a friend of mine's house about 3 years ago. And Dee used to work with Micheline Astier. And she makes these aromatherapy oils unlike anything for me that I've ever smelt. I've been using a lavender one of hers in the morning because it makes me feel very fresh and safe is the word I want to use. And I lie in the bath and I read in the bath quite often. I've been reading Georgette Heyer, who's a historical novelist, who it's very sort of her heaving bosom and his sardonic smile, but she's actually a brilliant writer, and she knows her history like no one else, and she tells these kind of incredibly good stories, but factually she's kind of spot on. So I feel that I'm both getting a bit of a, is he ever going to kiss her in her muslin dress, alongside learning about Regency London last week, which was just fascinating.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So D is somebody who I just don't think I could have got through the first weeks of this. I can't believe I'm saying weeks already. And then I've done what I never thought I'd be saying to you, Marianne, but I've been doing exercise every day.
So proud of you. I mean, I know you've always done it, but you're doing it even more.
I try and do a bit every day, and I find that really clears my head. I don't do it manically or obsessively, but I do try and do it, and I'm lucky here because I can walk. I stagger into bed at night. I don't know what happens to the day. I'm exhausted.
I've taken in my house maybe 5 baths prior to this quarantine. And every night I put a handful of Epsom salts and all the oils that I've been gifted throughout the years that I've never used. And I've used them sort of as decoration in my bathroom. I cannot believe that I have never done this before. It is the best 15 minutes ever because,
well, it's
anything. I'm reading A Gentleman in Moscow right now. I've read 3 books. It distracts me and it takes me away from the news. I try to keep myself busy. I've been doing like Instagram lives and I miss the most. I miss seeing my team for MZ Skin and I really miss seeing my patients. So I'm used to having a very busy daily schedule and not having that and not even knowing when I might have that is obviously, you know, not ideal. Plus, I have 2 small children who are going to start homeschooling from Tuesday, which is going to be a nightmare. Just trying to set them up with emails. And, you know, obviously, if I ever wanted to have homeschooled my kids, I would have gone down that route. And now it's being forced down my throat. But that bath is such a nice, and I never realized how achy I am. And I also never realized how much sleep I need. I feel that during this time, I don't suppress myself like the need to sleep. So if I feel like I need to sleep longer, I do. And I try to get that sleep. But I find that when you're stressed, and sometimes when you do have that extra sleep, it's because you really needed it because you weren't, maybe it wasn't the quality that you needed. So you had to go for a little bit longer. And I feel like probably subconsciously that's happening. And I've never meditated. I started meditating. Deepak Chopra has some great free online meditations. I also have a good friend, Karen Rumi, who she has her own line of both clothing and beautiful skincare products. And she is she's also a flamenco dancer. I mean, she's got so many different aspects to her personality.
So, Mariam, I want to tell you that when I was changing, I can't put my hands on anything without trying to wash it. So I was in my kitchen, mm-hmm. There's a sofa. I was taking off the sofa covers, shoving them into the washing machine. And today I was trying to shove them back, the big cushions into the sofa covers. So my nails are completely and utterly fucked because I had a shellac done, long pink, with a crystal in them. I've been very bling with the nail situation. They were just not very normal. Although, interestingly, there are more pink, purple, green, and blue hair streaks going on in Cornwall than I've ever seen in my life. But so my nails became like paper, so I had to cut them all off, and they were really, really, really thin and nasty. And so I ordered some Margaret Dabbs nail and cuticle cream, and I have to say it's been brilliant. So I got a nail buffer. That's been a very important key part of my new life. I got a stocking present of a sort of one of those old-fashioned little nail kits, clippers, all of nail clippers, blah, blah, blah. I got those for Christmas and they were sitting in the drawer by my bed. And so every night I kind of do a bit of nail care after my bath. I mean, I tell you, I've been doing things that I've never done. So I've really looked after my nails and they've really strengthened up, although one did break while I was shoving the cushion in. I do my bath, I do my nails. And something I don't always do when I'm at home is that when I'm getting kind of ready in the morning, I find I've been using a lot more, I'm much more thorough about doing things like body cream.
So nice.
I've been using something called Ameliorate, which you can get.
Love Ameliorate. It's really good for KPs or those little bumps on the arms.
Yeah.
Because it has acids inside of them, different sorts of alpha, usually I think they're AHAs. And it helps to gently exfoliate and hydrate the skin at the same time. I'm a huge, huge fan of their body cream.
But as you know, Mariam, I have had huge rosacea outbreaks, which doesn't really surprise me because I've been anxious. And that just comes out on my face. And there's a part of me that thinks, fuck it, I'm in Cornwall, no one can see me, which is a way of thinking that I quite enjoy. I've got an enormous red spot on my forehead, and I think, you know, who cares? It's not like I'm going out.
No matter what the reason, I mean, I know obviously sometimes it's like the factor of seeing other people, but I think in general, treatments are, you know, for something like rosacea is really more for yourself and to make you feel better. And I think sometimes having that little extra something that you can look in the mirror and just feel doesn't make you more anxious is a nice way to be. So I think getting that a little bit under control. Obviously, you are very emotional, and I mean, you're such a rock star, but you know, you're a sensitive rock star.
Where your anxiety does come out on your skin. So I have also, I get a form of sort of, when I'm anxious, I get a form of shingles. There's not a sort of anxiety manifestation that I have not had. And so it's interesting, even if you think, you know, I get up and it's a beautiful day and the grass is green and there are flowers, and then my skin looks like it's, you know, having a nervous breakdown. You think what goes on beneath the surface is very interesting, and how it manifests itself. Given that I can't get to you, which is painful anyway, what do you...
So we've given you a little bit of antibiotics to take orally by mouth. And I've also given you a nice cream to place once or twice a day on your skin to help calm it down a little bit. And then obviously you're doing the things that help just anxiety in general, which is, you know, a little bit of self-care, you know, the baths, taking these walks. I know that it was hard for you to read before, but actually just changing your mindset a little bit, because I think in times like this, it's the uncertainty that always makes people sort of nervous on the inside. And so there's nothing outwardly terrible. Obviously, the stress of the situation is, but I feel like you're doing the best that you can, and you have to give yourself a break, and it will come under control. I think these are just very difficult times, and everybody manifests it in different ways.
There's probably a lot of people who probably, if there are a lot of people who, like me, are having these kind of outbreaks and who can't, you know, don't have access to you. Would you suggest things like, so I was wondering, like, hot showers, is that a yes or a no? I'm going to just bombard you with some questions now. Hot showers.
No. I would say the hot showers can exacerbate any sort of redness. It can increase broken capillaries, and it can dry out the skin. So if you do take a hot shower, just please make sure you cool yourself off with cold water. But in general, never take a very hot shower or bath. It should always be lukewarm.
Okay, next question. I use a vitamin C cream before I use my skin cream. Is that going to exacerbate my ouchy skin?
So it shouldn't, but it can. So that's not the best answer. Yeah. If you feel that it's gotten worse immediately afterwards, then I would keep that away for a little while.
Okay, next question. Should I stop using the skin cream that I'm using every day, which at the moment is either Augustinia Spada, because I've got it, that's what I had. I feel a bit sort of, I feel like that's quite a posh thing for me to be having in Cornwall. Or do I order some more Aven?
I love Aven for any time you feel like your skin is irritated. It's an easy, quick thing to get. Well, you have Augustina Bader, so that's a really nice, richer, I don't know if you have the rich formula or the lighter formula. You could even use that during the day, and then if you want, go to your Aven and use it at nighttime if you feel like one works better. But just remember, if you don't use the Augustina Bader now, you might as well sort of, not toss it, but like if you don't use something once it's been open for a few months, then you shouldn't really go back.
Oh, by the way, I'm using MZ in the shower. I've been washing my face with your MZ cleanser every day. So MZ is okay.
If you feel it's too much, then don't use it every night. Again, anything that you feel is too aggressive for your skin, you should listen to your skin. So if you're feeling it's too much, take it down to maybe twice a week until it doesn't feel... It does have acids, but it's AHA, so it should be gentle and light exfoliation, and it should be hydrating for the skin. But again, listen to your skin. If you feel like it's too much, then take it down, you know, use it two or three times a week instead of nightly. Fee, you were talking about this friend of yours who's created this new brand.
It's called Azadine, and it's called True Moroccan Rose Serum. And actually what I like about it most is that it makes me feel lovely, and it feels calming. Is rose calming? Is rose good? Should I be using this?
Rose can be very calming for the skin. I actually picked up a Chanel spray today for my bathroom that I have gotten sometime recently. And I have to say, just having that little spritz on my face of hydration and having that little rose scent made me feel nice.
What hand cream are you using? Because everybody I know's hands are absolutely devastated.
So I use whichever hand cream I have. I was using Byredo. They have a Bibliotech one that I really like a lot. I was using that. I have also just been using similar, like just the Ameliorate, because that's really nice. Anything with little acids help to get rid of bits there. I always have a sweet spot for Nivea. So I actually have a Nivea hand cream that I really like too. So I feel Nivea works really nicely for me. But again, you know, you have to just remember that you wash your hands so much that my poor daughter, she had literally eczema type skin on her knuckles from all the alcohol that she was placing from all of those creams on her hand. I would tell people, truthfully, if you can, obviously these alcohol pumps are good if you're on the go. But if you're at home, try and just wash your hands. I mean, getting it off with just soap and water, it's still a detergent, but it doesn't have the drying effects of the alcohol. So you'll have less of that irritation on your skin than you will if you're using those constant, the sanitizers, which all have alcohol.
I completely understand you not having it to hand. That was almost a pun. I've just ordered a Margaret Dabbs pedicure set, and it's just as well I'm exercising, because it's been so long since I've been able to reach my feet, quite frankly. But quite interesting looking after yourself. I've been quite enjoying kind of getting back down on doing my own, taking care of myself. You know, like I'm gonna attempt a bikini wax. I think I might do it live.
I'm gonna do my nails, because I did do them and then I did gardening work, hence my hands are really quite in a bad state. So you can do your wax and I can do a manicure, which I'm dying for.
There's a picture of a woman and she's leaning her bottom into her laptop, and it's her monthly appointment with her gynecologist. Made me laugh. There have been a lot of things that have made me laugh. You know, there's still a life to be lived and there's still things to be enjoyed.
If you haven't started a TikTok video, Fee, I think that's next on your list. My daughter and I have had just so much fun doing silly things, and we end up on the floor laughing because I have no rhythm whatsoever and she has amazing rhythm. So I don't post anything, but it's actually, you have to find your way to take the moment and enjoy and try not to think about all the other things.
And by the way, anyone who's kind of bored witless of cooking like I am, check out the New York Times cooking app. It's really good. It's really easy. And I'm following someone called Alison Roman, who's fabulous. It's like having a friend over. So I watch her YouTubes, and that's a really fun thing to do too.
This is our first attempt on a virtual podcast. Hopefully it works. And if so, we will continue on afterwards.
Keep looking after yourselves, everybody. And don't forget to wash your hands. Take care. Lots of love, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialing a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.